Does it pay? In many minds the question will arise, can industrial work in our schools be made to pay? And if it cannot, should it be carried forward? It would be surprising if industries could be made to pay immediately on being started. Sometimes God permits losses to come to teach us lessons that will keep us from making mistakes that would involve much larger losses. Let those who have had financial losses in their industrial work search carefully to find out the cause and endeavor to manage in such a way that in the future there will be no loss. Let us remember that we are all members of God's family, and let us remember, too, that Satan and all his host are seeking constantly to force us into making mistakes, that our confidence in ourselves and in others may be destroyed. But when perplexities arise, shall we sit down on the stool of ignorance, and do nothing? God forbid. There will be apparent drawbacks in the work, but this should not discourage us. The account books may show that the school has suffered some financial loss in carrying on industrial work, but if in these lines of work the students have learned lessons that will strengthen their character building, the books of heaven will show a gain far exceeding the financial loss. How many souls this work has helped to save will never be known till the day of judgment. Satan finds mischief for idle hands to do, but when students are kept busy in useful labor, the Lord has opportunity to work for them. If, after carrying on manual training for 1 year, the managers of the school find that there has been a loss, let them seek to discover the reason for this, and guard against it in the future. But let not the spirit of censure prevail, for the Spirit of Christ is grieved when words of unkind criticism are spoken to those who have done their best. In the Word of God there is encouragement as well as caution. God forbid that the hands of those who are trying to carry forward this line of work should be weakened. I urge that our schools be given encouragement in their efforts to develop plans for the training of the youth in agricultural and other lines of industrial work. When, in ordinary business, pioneer work is done and preparation is made for future development, there is frequently a financial loss. But let us remember the blessing that physical exercise brings to the students. Many students have died while endeavoring to acquire an education, because they confined themselves too closely to mental effort. We must not be narrow in our plans. In industrial training there are unseen advantages which cannot be measured or estimated. Let no one begrudge the effort necessary to carry forward successfully the plan that for years has been urged upon us as of primary importance. Teachers will meet with trials. Discouragements will press upon them as they see their work unappreciated. Satan will strive to afflict them with bodily infirmities, hoping to lead them to murmur against God, to close their eyes to His goodness, His mercy, His love, and the exceeding weight of glory that awaits the overcomer. At such times let teachers remember that God is leading them to more perfect confidence in Him. If in their perplexity they will look to Him in faith, He will bring them from the furnace of trial refined and purified as gold tried in the fire. Let the hard-pressed, sorely tried one say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Let not teachers have favorites among their students, or give to the bright, quick students the most attention. Those who are apparently the most unpromising most need the tact and kindly words that will bind their hearts to the heart of the teacher. First impressions are not to be trusted. Students who at first seem dull and slow may in the end make greater progress than those who are naturally quicker. If they are thorough and systematic in their work, they will gain much that others will fail to gain. Those who form habits of patient, persevering industry will accomplish more than those of quick, vivacious, brilliant mind, who, though grasping the point quickly, lose it just as readily. The patient ones, though slower to learn, will stand ahead of those who learn so quickly that they do not need to study. Students should not be so pressed with studies as to neglect the culture of the manners, and above all, they should let nothing interfere with their seasons of prayer, which bring them in connection with Christ. In no case should they deprive themselves of religious privileges.